this week on Greenfield's Finest Podcast.
Hey, he's like, you know, for the OnlyFans. I was like, oh, that's a real thing you want to do. So, surely, John, if you had to, like, vote who's the horniest on the podcast, it's Steve or Violet.
Hands down. Next thing I know is this big fat dude's there, and he takes his shirt off. And when he takes his shirt off, he starts twisting his own nipple like smoking crack. His boy's lighting the crack, and he's twisting the nipple. Now, this is bare nipple, mind you.
Hey everybody, Eagle Tits here. So it's 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and we need an intro for today's episode because we're doing something a little bit different. The guys took off for Halloween, and we did not want to waste episode 200 on a compilation video. We'd rather have all the boys in the building. So we decided to release GFP Live 2. It was originally behind the paywall on Patreon, but we figured why not put it out to the public now? So that's what you're about to watch. But first, we got to go over some announcements. On November 3rd, this Friday at Comptra Theater, we have a comedy show with Mike Zeidel featuring Jeff Conkle, Mike Travers, and headliner John Evans. You can find tickets for that at comptratheater.org. That's over in Cranberry Township. Go show those guys support. They work so hard at what they do, and go have a good time and laugh. And call the voicemails. We need more voicemails. It seems like we have an endless list, but we run thin sometimes. So give us a call. You can reach us at 412-438-8358. Give us your gear grinders, your what will Greenfield do's, your et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, call the voicemail. Go check out the show on Friday and enjoy the rest of this video.
And now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bottle Rocket Social. How are we doing tonight? Friday night. Keep the energy going. Ladies and gentlemen, for the opener tonight, Joey Welch.
Social, how are we doing tonight, folks? Welcome to live taping of Greenfield's Finest Podcast. Give it up for our venue, Bottle Rocket Avenue, for this evening, folks. Guys, I know you saw it in the intro video, but if you want drinks, scan that barcode. You know, they're probably going to sell your email address and shit, but whatever. It is what it is. They're going to bring you drinks all night. Scan it. Go. It's better than Alexa. Very good. I am Joey Welch. I am your host this evening. Folks, thank you for making it up the hill. It's a hill in all directions. It's not that cold out. I know they canceled last time, but we're glad to have it here. Give it up for yourselves. All right, we're done. Dude, this is the hill. We're going to continue it. I'm going to talk. My voice projects. You sit there. It's good. It's been working for years. Oh, guys, New Year's resolutions.
New Year, new me. Anybody got any good ones? I'll start. I'm trying to quit smoking. I'm never good at it. It's good for like 4 months, and I'll start doing it again. I've noticed like I kind of just want to hang out with smokers. I think they're better people. Like, I don't want to listen to you about your 5K this weekend with Gary in the lunchroom. You know? I want to hear about how your cousin pissed his pants on New Year's Eve. That's a shit, man. It's hard to smoke in 2023, I realize. You have a bad rep. I feel like cocaine users have a better rep than smokers. I don't know about a better rep, but they're definitely scoffed at less. Like, we're going to a holiday party, and my wife's on speakerphone with her friend. She's like, is Joey smoking again? Is he just going to be out back smoking the whole time? Yeah. I'm like, listen, I smoked 2 fucking black amounts. You're acting like I blew it in your laundry chute. You know what I did notice when I was smoking out back is your boy Gary buying an 8-ball in the alleyway. Using your son's Pokemon cards you got him for Christmas. Fuck that.
I'm just like smoking in weird spots because I don't like smoking in my car because I drive a certified pre-owned Honda. I hate to brag, baby. I'm smoking like weird spots, like behind geckos. You know, like it's hard to explain you're doing all right if you're just hanging out behind a gas station. Like my brother Jack saw me. He's like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" I'm like, "No, I'm just trying to sneak this black amount in." Really? Because our cousin bought meth here last year. Anything else you want to tell me? We'll get Z-Bird. We'll get a nice little meeting going. Right now. For like the seven people here that don't know, I'm a fireman. That's my day job. Guess you guys like 9/11 too. You know, great.
Cheers. Pittsburgh Fives, right?
Right. Sure, you know. Look at that list, buddy. You know what I mean? Nothing fine about it. But one like common misconception is like everybody thinks we have like a beef with the cops. I never understood that. Like, we're public servants. We all want to like protect the neighborhood. And we all were average students in high school. Shut up! Christ, I work with this fucking tool bag. Right. So, right. What was I talking about? I'm blacking out now. Cops. All right. Like, man, like, cops don't bother me, man. Like, it's hard to have an ego whenever you need a GED for your job. You know what I mean? It's not like we're recruited like the X-Men. Professor X just picking the finest for the convention center that day. No, if I click the wrong thing on that website, I'm a garbage man today. Let's be real. I do have like one small beef with cops is like the way they park their vehicles. They're always like ass out in the street, doors wide open, sirens going like they're playing Grand Theft Auto. Like before I got promoted, I used to drive the fire truck, and it was big. If you drive, you got to supply the water. It's a big monkey to get off your back. So I'm going to my first fire. I see the smoke going. I'm good. I know the address. I get to the corner. This cop got his fucking car on the corner of the curb, poked down the street. I'm stuck, whole porch front engulfed, and he's standing there with his hands on his hips. I wind down the window. He's like, "Yo, the fire's right there." I'm like, "Thanks, my man. What are you going to do? Give it a fucking disorderly? Get the fuck out of the way. Stop resisting so much." I just, like, this was the easiest fire to fucking pick out. It was literally the front of the house. Like, no way did I need it explained. And I like me doing, like, a false alarm at the jail and, like, walking past the jail cell. Like, you know that's where you put them. Right? Right there. Oh, man. I'm a married man, you know, it's good. My wife's here, you know, she hasn't heard this one yet, but this is my outlet, babe. You know, we talked about it. So we're going to go through this one together. We'll see, you know, a lot of tequila at least. My wife doesn't like to cook, and that's fine. Like, you know, I'll cook, and she does a million other things well. You know, like, I won $50 off my buddy's, like, my daughter could speak better than anybody speaking to a microphone tonight. You know, she's doing a good job. Like, I won $50 off my boy because he fucking named more dinosaurs than he did. You're just all fucked up yelling, "T-Rex and the spinner from Jurassic Park." You know? I don't mind cooking. It's the thing is, like, I just couldn't deal with my wife bragging before, during, and after when she does cook. She came in with grocery bags. Like, "I was on fucking Christy Teigen's Pinterest. You're going to fucking love this. I can't wait." Now, let's like unload the Aldi's bags before you start talking shit, Gary Payton. She's like spraying the bacon dish with Pam, you know, like, and looking at me like she just got promoted at NASA. I'm like, "Sweet, nobody's soaking pots tonight." You know? Nice little treat. And like, as we're eating the meal, she's just like bragging about it all the time. She's like, "This shit is fire! Got him, I'm good." She got mad because I didn't acknowledge her three times. I'm like, "What do you want, like a slow clap? Like you're Rudy? Think you're the Jamaicans at the end of Cool Runnings? Get it fucking together. Meal's a meal." Man, these are new ones, and they are working. 38, man. I don't want any controversy at this point in my life. You know, I don't want smoke, as the kids say. And I just don't want to be bothered. Like, I was leaving a show in a bad neighborhood. It may or may not have been the last live show here. So I make a right out of the parking lot in the back, you know, and go up to Warrington. There's a Ford Explorer running in the road at a blinking red light. There's a dude talking to a dude in the street. Okay. Two dudes on the one corner, two dudes on the other corner. Hate the stereotype, but these motherfuckers are dealing, you know? And then there's me. You know what I do? Just wave to them. And they keep talking. For how long, you ask? 8 minutes. You're thinking like, oh, 8 minutes isn't that long. Like, you can hard boil an egg in 8 minutes. You can sing Kiss by a Rose by Seal twice. Guy almost bought heroin. You boys got any BOGO deals going, huh? Nice little something you can help me at? Oh, man. I'm doing yoga. No, I don't give a fuck about anything. And it's hot yoga, man. I knew I wasn't going to be good at it. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there just like trying not to look anybody like I should have shaved my feet today. I didn't realize there was just like so many hard-ass yoga people. You know, like gym hardos. I like to call them super stretchers. I'm in like an 8 a.m. class, man. This dude comes strutting in looking like Jesus getting off the cross, all ripped up, skins. Talking to people and shit. And I'm trying to stretch, you know, barely touching my toes. And I do like a quick stagger. That's it. And out. And this dude just looks at me. And he's like, fuck, dude, take a beginner class or some shit. Get out of my fucking zone. I'm like, my man, who are you talking to? He's like, you. I was like, are you tough or are you yoga tough? I'm like, what do you mean, dude? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, are you tough outside of this sunroom? You know? So I'll beat your ass, pussy. Namaste. Married, man. Married with kids. Loving life. Truly love it. Yeah. No, but I'm not having any more. I got snipped. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. It's a good feeling, man. Honestly. I told a bunch of people at work, and they were real supportive about it. My one boy was just like, I can't believe you're about to take my manhood or your manhood. There's no way I would let anybody take my manhood like that. I need my manhood. I'm like, manhood? You drive a Kia Optima, my guy. We're going to the same fucking soccer game in West Mifflin this weekend. It's your turn to bring the orange slices. Manhood, you can have my dick. The consultation was the weird part for me, you know? Like, I just sat down, and this dude was just so comfortable, man. He just, like, came in, and my pants are down. He just grabbed my dick like it was a ticket at the deli. Starts grabbing it, shaking around, starts shooting the shit. Like, I think Kenny Pickett will be good if we give him some time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so insecure. Like, if I had that job, like, I would just have to prove I wasn't gay the whole time. Like, grab some dude's dick. I was like, you know, I was an all-conference defensive end in high school, right? Love pussy, bro. Always have, always will. The consultation, like, again, it was weird. Like, I had to get an MRI on my nuts. Everything's good. But this was like a younger girl. She was like, hey, I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to need you to put the towel over your thighs, under your nuts, and over your other thigh. I'm looking down at my dick like, this is presentable. You know? This is as good as it's going to get, man. She just came in and looked at it and just like scoffed like it was the Mendoza line of dicks. Like, could have been more average. Like, I don't need my urologist to be a pathological liar. A couple tidbits, little comments could do a world for your fucking service. It's like helping an old lady cross the street. Doesn't mean much to you, but it means the world to us. Like, all she had to say was, like, look down. I was like, hey, you really trimmed up down there tonight. Today. Like, thank you. I tried fading it. Something, like, real simple. Like, hey, nice shaft. Like, my wife never compliments my shaft. Thank you. Like, it's the best part of my dick. And I just, it just came to the date where I have to test, like, if my swimmers are good or not. You know, and it's, like, one of those things where I called the medical office because I lost a sheet of paper and I didn't think I was going to say. I'm like, fuck, how do I even ask this question? You know, my wife's like, just don't be an idiot. I was like, okay. And she picks up the phone, like, hello? Quest Diagnostic. I was like, yeah, where do you want me to ejaculate at? She's like, in the cup. I need you to tell me you're going to come in that cup, sir. Guys, that's my time. Are you ready for the show, baby? Come on, folks. You ready for the show? I'm going to bring up the main man. You know him, the host of GFP. Give it up for Mikey Zaida.
Keep it going for Joey Welsh, everybody. The first guy coming to the stage. He got 9.5 toes. He grew up in the city. His wife ain't here tonight, so bitches, show him some titties. Anthony Shuley, get the fuck up here! Shuley, 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 Shuley. All right, the next guy, he's just as important. I wrote these all today, so I'm like trying to remember them. All right. Tonight he's gonna do a bunch of drugs and drink and damage his liver. He's the angriest guy on this side of the river. Make some noise for Angry John Rosado! Angry John! Angry John! Angry John! Angry John! Yeah, baby! Yeah! And last, but not least, my co-host, my main man. When it comes to this dude, mama didn't raise no fool. He got a brand new wife and a brand new asshole. Make some noise for Moneyline Welsh! Moneyline! 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 Moneyline!
Z-Bird got an OnlyFans today.
Yeah, I swear to God, it actually happened. Like, I was going to do it as a joke, but I, like, started looking at ways to make money quick because everyone here knows my unemployment saga. They refused to pay me, so it's pretty much bullshit. So I figured if I, like, went on OnlyFans and then I Googled, like, what do chicks want to see most? Like, what turns them on? What makes them want to flick the bean? And he says, nothing turns on women more than men doing chores.
Naughty chores.
Naughty chores. So I said, this sounds like a fucking great idea. So I started the OnlyFans, and then, like, I got myself, like, shoveling snow with no shirt on. I'm, like, doing the dishes, and I, like, pulled my underwear in between my butt cheeks, you know what I mean? Tomorrow I'm going to mop the floor, and when that happens, all fucking hell's going to break loose. But yeah, if you don't believe me, literally go on OnlyFans and type in Z-Bird Chore Guy, and you'll find me. It's free for the first month, but if you want to see my hammer picks, it's going to cost you $2.99.
As soon as I get here today, he was here before me. He was like, hey, man, after we get set up, I need you to take some pictures of me. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, you know, for the OnlyFans. I was like, oh, that's a real thing you want to do. So he walks up, asks the bartender for a rag, comes up to this table, and starts taking naughty pictures. He goes, ass out, I'm taking pictures. It was fucked up.
It's fucked up. Dude.
It was fucked up, but who knows? I mean, this podcast isn't making us any money, so this might get us fucking moving here.
Diversify. Yeah, I mean, compared to what I used to do, like stealing power tools from Home Depot, I think, you know, flexing my ass cheeks in the kitchen or bending over in front of a table that doesn't need wiped, it's at the bottom of the list of my embarrassments.
Yeah, there's more pride in that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
How long before you think you start, like, actually start hamming yourself on there?
A week.
You think a week?
Maybe less.
What's up?
You can't give it up that quick.
Well, I mean, what's going to happen is someone's going to show me the money, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I was just doing this for fun, but guys, I'm going to miss the podcast tonight. I'm going to jerk off for 3 hours for Randy.
Hey, Z-Bars be farting in fucking jars and selling them to people.
And they are for sale outside, right? Ask the bartender for a Z-Bird fart. They're $2.99 right next to the 50-50 and the t-shirt.
Talk to Eagle Tits.
A video of Z-Bird jerking off the toilet for $56.
I've seen people spend money on worse shit, you know what I mean?
Well, we'll see how it works out for you. John, Big Ben said he was wrong about Kenny Pickett. Do you think you have something to say about Kenny Pickett? So if Big Ben's man enough to come up and say, hey, like, I severely underestimated Kenny Pickett.
Big Ben's trying to put a hex on him. You know that.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking
he's
that,
trying to put a hex on him.
Everybody knows that.
The voodoo.
Yeah, it's definitely the voodoo. He doesn't want anybody to be better than him.
I don't know. He gave him a lot of props.
It's a fucking jinx.
It is.
It could be. But I mean, don't you think in front of all these fucking people they came out, you could just say, like, I was completely wrong about Kenny Pickett and Jack was completely right.
No, in 3 years we'll find out.
3 years?
Not after two passes last week.
Three fucking years?
Yeah.
What do you mean, two passes?
Maybe a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl?
Maybe he makes the playoffs. Maybe he throws more than two good passes in a game. I don't think. You know what I mean? Are your standards that low?
Two game winning.
Are your standards that low?
I mean, yeah, they're not great. Two game winning drives, Johnny?
What teams did they play?
Dude,
the Ravens with a third string quarterback. Okay, I don't even remember the other team.
Yeah, okay, Bob Papiani. Fucking relax.
Raiders. The fucking Raiders.
Dude, John just sends me like fucking Spillane fucking like.
Yeah, you want to give somebody credit, give it to Spillane.
Yeah, like, dude,
shutting down the run.
He's just, Spillane had 17 solo tackles the past six games. Like, no one gives a fuck.
Leads the team in tackles. It says something.
He fucking stinks.
The run stopper.
My barber went on a month vacation recently, so we had the live show tonight. I can't be up here white trash, no haircut. Had to get a haircut.
Use a rando.
Wasn't a rando. I got one of my boys put me onto this dude down the strip. It's pretty, you know. He has a good haircut. I was like, all right, it's gonna be a decent haircut. If you see someone with a good haircut, they have a good haircut. My problem is, I got on there today. This dude gave me a better haircut than my chick.
Oh,
you think about switching?
She's been cutting my hair for 15 years, and how now, much? Huh?
Cheating on your bartender is like cheating on your wife.
It's not.
That made no fun.
He meant to say barber. He said bartender.
Not only did you chime in,
you
fucked it up.
Haven't been cheating on your bartender.
Yeah.
If I go to fucking Great Clips and I decide to go to fucking someplace else, it's no big deal. If I titty fuck some chick tonight, my girlfriend's gonna kill me. You know what I mean?
I don't know if titty fuck is cheating.
TFing?
Do you think titty fuck is cheating?
If I find out it ain't, I'll be a titty fucking motherfucker. I do not think my girlfriend would be cool with me TFing.
You think dragging your little slimy butthole across some girl's belly is fucking cheating?
I guess.
It might be on OnlyFans next.
Yeah. I'll TF you.
So,
Jag, where's Eagle Tits at? Where's Eagle Tits?
Bring so in the past, I've never had to really break up with a bartender or you fucked me up. I never had to break up with a barber before. They always just like started doing heroin. So like, all right, like this dude's getting high now.
So they broke up with you.
On to the next guy. This dude's getting high now. On to the next guy. This girl hasn't done heroin in 15 years, and I don't know how to get rid of her. Have you guys ever have to like
fire
a barber before?
I mean, I've lost and it's funny you say because of the heroin thing, because I find those barbers in rehab. They come to rehab, but they're the king of the rehab.
I bet. How do they get clippers?
But they supply them. If you have a barber's license, it's not a fucking suicide ward. Just a bunch of people that get high. You know what I mean? You can't fucking sniff clippers and get this fucking stuff. You want to cut each other's hair like idiots? Go ahead.
Everybody got a bowl cut.
Yeah, and a fucking... Time, it would happen. The problem with the barber and the rehab is like, you're not supposed to pay him, but everyone will throw him $5 or $6. After about 10 haircuts, he realizes I can go get high again. They leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that being a pickle.
A real strong night under the bridge. You know what I mean? Real strong. He got a couple Four Locos and a 50 piece of crack, and he's having the time of his life. I know. I left with him. You should have took.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do with this barber. I don't know.
Who's more expensive?
the dude I went to today was significantly more expensive, but like, dude, he put like a peppermint towel on my face. He fucking gave
me a
straight.
Who's easier to get to?
It's a push. One's in Bloomfield, one's in the Strip. So, I mean, that's a push. But like 15 years is a long time. So if I like just like stop going, I can't just stop going. So like, is it a text message? Is it, I'm you know what I'm thinking about? Like, hey, I'm just growing my hair out. I'm growing my hair out.
I bet you I've switched before. Of like, I've gone long periods of time of like
15 years. Old, like 15 years is not right. Exaggeration.
She's gonna want to know where you're at.
Yeah,
so you like moved.
Put her on like Facebook and
so you
see.
Moved.
Like, I don't have the Facebook. We were, and we're not friends on anything else. And like, I don't think she knows I have a podcast. So that's why I feel so comfortable talking about this.
You'll probably never run into her.
I will definitely run into her. She cuts every like all of our friends' hair. So it would be awkward, but like, dude, it was just, dude, I got that peppermint towel on my face.
Right, mm-hmm. But once you leave, you can't come back or she's going to shred you. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's once you're in. Yeah, once you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah, it's just like, my cousin started cutting hair for a little bit. I try to give him some business, get him started.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Lane or Laney?
Yeah, we can say Laney.
Kenny, Kenny said blaming on old Laney.
Old Laney. Yeah, I mean, that's not bad. Fucking Laney cut hair for fucking a long time. So, like, maybe I just say, like, she's cut my hair now. Times are tough.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Start a business.
But, yeah, it is. But it was like awkward day. I felt like I was like cheating on her because we were just like we had a good conversation. We were telling jokes. We knew a bunch of people. It was
you guys became friends.
We became friends, and he said, "Hey, man, when's your next one?" I'm like, "Oh, I gotta hate to break it to you.
I gotta
like,
talk to my girl."
Yeah, I have a 15-year relationship with another woman. And he was like, and he was like, "I mean, she's getting old." He knew she was. He started like fucking clowning her a little bit. I'm like, "Dude, I don't this. I don't see. I don't. I
she
can't
got
get
the arthritis.
I can't get in a barber war."
Did you tell him that you had a podcast?
Yeah, that's why I told him I needed a haircut.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, you're already more comfortable with him than you are with her.
I know. Yeah, well, I don't. In my head, I was like, I'm never going to go back to him.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen the haircut and like that peppermint towel really fucking went a long way.
Let's talk about 12 Whiskey Barbecue, 100 bottled craft beers, 28 drafts from local brewers, and some amazing food all in one place at 1222 East Carson Street in Southside. They also do catering. That's 12 Whiskey Barbecue. Learn more at 12pgh.com. That's TWELVEPGH.com. When an appliance breaks at home, you want to get it fixed immediately. You need someone dependable, someone that's quick and reliable. You need Primetime Appliance. 412-896-1395. Ovens, dishwashers, microwaves, and more. That's PrimetimeAppliance.com. Our pal Artie has dropped a line of hot sauces, and I'm here to tell you about them. We got Arbol Insanity, Habanero Island, Teriyaki Thai, Pizza Shop, Sweet Jalapeno, Hoppin' Jalapeno, Triple Pepper Fret, and the Hot and Sour Serrano. That's 7 different Pittsburgh hot sauces to try. Check them out at Artie'sHotSauce.com. A-R-T-I-E-S, HotSauce.com. Have you guys checked out Fat Butcher in Lawrenceville? They're at 5151 Butler Street. They bring the old school classic neighborhood butcher back to Pittsburgh. All the meat is sourced locally straight from Western PA farms. Visit their website for more info at fatbutcher.com. Hey, come here. I don't know if you guys heard, but at GFP headquarters, Z-Bird won't stop sticking his dick in electrical sockets. It's become a problem. We even have to have Plug Electric on standby just for the aftermath. And honestly, they're amazing. You should have them for all your electrical needs. Ask for Vance Hall. 412-298-6770. 412-298-6770. And Z-Bird, for the love of God, please stop sticking your dick in electrical sockets. Have you ever been out for a night of beers in the South Side and get unfairly pulled over for a DUI? Or maybe you get hit by some jagoff that had too many? Call Ketchel Law. Their team of attorneys are here to help. 412-456-1221. If the cops catch you, call Ketchel. Visit their website, KetchelLaw.com. 412-456-1221. Hey guys, it's ET. Are you in the real estate market right now? You should talk to Carson & Associates. From buying to selling or even property management, they got you covered. They're located in the heart of Southside with a finger on the pulse of the Pittsburgh area, and that's for commercial and residential. Call 412-431-1718 or visit www.casouthside.com.
Hey, what's up everybody? You looking for a fun night out in the Southside, but you don't want to get punched in your face? Neither do I. That's why I'm going down Finn McCool's at 1501 East Carson Street. You want to go somewhere, have a beer, hang out with some people, see some hot chicks or some hot dudes, but you don't want to get punched in your fucking face? Well, go down Finn McCool's at 1501 East Carson Street. Have a good time and tell them Z-Bird sent you.
That sold you right there to Pepper and
Tom. We got a study shows that not being horny enough could lead to early death. So, Z-Bird, you should probably live forever. Yeah.
It's not, dude, I'm happy with my horniness level. So is my girlfriend, you know what I mean?
I mean, if surely, John, if you had to like vote who's the horniest on the podcast,
Z-Bird by like a million.
Hands down. Dicks down.
I mean, is that the worst thing to say about a dude?
No,
I'm not.
No, you'd be
shit.
All horny.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's not like I'm going around grabbing girls by the pussy. You know what I mean? I just talk about crease now and then. You know?
Yeah, you talk a little crease. Dude, there was like a girl that like came in like earlier tonight, and Z-Bird just started like bouncing around. There's like three girls here. You know what I mean? Like, if you can look at the demographic of this crew, it's pretty the same. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's penis.
White males, 45 to 49.
Yeah, like to drink and maybe do a little cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're heavy on the dick here. Sure.
But yeah, I don't see, John. I think you could be the low key horniest, buddy. You get all
what
wild.
Does that mean?
He got all that kids, you know, he'd be fucking.
You get all wild up. You're quiet. You're a little fucking nutty. You know what I mean? Like,
always say
your business, Jack.
See, that's what I mean. You know someone's a horny creep when they don't want to talk about being a horny creep.
Z-Bird's definitely way more outward with it.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, like
when we're working, I'm like, dude, you didn't run out of the truck? And like, what are you going to do?
Oh, my. Who's driving the truck, you psycho?
What if I can't watch?
Yeah, he's the one.
I'm driving.
Magically appears in Oakland during moving day.
Right. Z-Bird's like, you see that shitter? I'm fucking driving, dude. I can't see every shitter on the road.
We haven't cut a lawn in Oakland in 13 years, and for some reason he drives through there every fucking Tuesday.
Shenley Park. It was a rain day.
Those rain days are long days.
Yeah. Just waiting it out.
Just waiting it out.
It's gonna stop anytime now.
Jana's like, when are you coming home? I'm like, yeah, we're gonna wait.
Is she
out.
Got all these shitters?
As soon as these freshmen are done moving in,
right.
Is she working or walking?
Z-Bird, you had a weird story about a guy being horny on Christmas.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas cocaine story. So that's probably about it.
Well, this was supposed to be for a Christmas spectacular.
So, but it still fits the bill. So, this happened about 15 years ago. I was in a trailer park up in Washington County, and these dudes had a nice-sized quantity of cocaine. It was so weird how I ended up there, but I didn't want to leave the trailer because they had all the drugs. So I was like, yeah, I'll hang out with you fucking weirdos. So I'm hanging out, and we're doing cocaine, and we're not snorting it, so we're getting super high. We're doing it another way. You know what I mean?
Wait, what are you smoking it?
No, we were cooking it up like Betty Crocker. You know what I mean? So I'm high as fuck. We're peeking out windows. It's fucking like, yes, we're super duper high. Next thing I know is this big fat dude's there, and he takes his shirt off. Now, when he takes his shirt off, he starts twisting his own nipple. Exactly like, I'm not going to take my shirt off, but he starts twisting his nipple like this while he's smoking crack. His boy's lighting the crack, and he's twisting the nipple. Now, this is bare nipple, mind you. So I'm like... Okay, I'm like, man, this coke is good. I really don't want to leave. This is getting fucking weird. So I'm like, let's just see how this plays out. So the dude, nipple twister gets so high, he decides like, fucking, he's like, I'll be right back, guys. I'm like, where's he going? They're like, dude, every time he does coke, he plays with his nipples. He goes home and jerks off. Okay. So is he coming back? Yeah. Okay. Oh, he is. Oh, this should be interesting. So about 30 seconds later, he comes back in like, yo, I need to borrow porno off you. I'm like, oh, fuck. So he takes the one porno they all share at the trailer park, leaves, comes back like 2 minutes later, perfectly normal. He's all sweaty, but he got clothes on. I'm like, all right, let's pretend this never happened.
He had to get the poison out.
Couple crack hits later, guess whose nipples start turning again?
He doubled down?
This is before Uber. I was so high. And I loved cocaine so much. And then I sat there through three nipple twistings.
So three jerk offs?
Three jerk offs.
Fuck.
Did he know that you, like everybody knew that he was going
100%.
To jerk off? He just didn't care.
But he came in like it never happened. He came in sweaty. The third time he had a different t-shirt on, like we wouldn't recognize him. Like, dude, I know who you are. You're the fucking nipple twisting cokehead. You know what I mean? Everyone knows who you are. Finally, the morning came, and my buddy who dropped me off came back like, how was it, man? You cool? I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. And it wasn't because it freaked me out. It's because they were out of coke. I'm like, thank God again. I'd still be there if they wouldn't rain out of coke. I would have started twisting his nipples just there.
Yeah, I thought that was a good story for the holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So I was munching the old lady's box a few weeks ago.
Munch that box! Munch that box! Munch that box!
I'm so happy I can't see her these fucking lights, dude. So, yeah, that's what I do. I'm a merry man. I still munch box.
Good for you.
So I'm munching the old lady's box. That's such it's such a fun sentence to say.
It is. I love it. You've been waiting your whole life to say that. Like, so I was down here munching the old lady's box the other night.
So we got, you know, everybody knows Paisley. Paisley's our dog.
Yeah.
So I'm munching the old lady's box, and fucking, dude, Paisley just starts riding my back. Like, dude, I'm fucking down like, here,
so I got to munch her box too now.
Paisley's up here. I'm getting all fired up. Like, yeah, Paisley knows I'm doing a good fucking job.
Is she licking you, like, on your neck? Yeah.
So everybody's going nuts.
This is how it all, like, tied in with, like, the horning and shit. Yeah. Like, Paisley's a creep, man. Like, dude, once everything's done, like, she'll come in, like, to clean up like a Zamboni and just start licking everything up. Dude, it's fucking fucked up. But, I mean, it's not weird because it's, like, our dog.
You know? Dude, you need to get Paisley in OnlyFans. Dude,
that ain't a horrible idea.
No. Do you snowball Paisley after she licks it off? Come here, baby.
Don't make it weird, John. Don't make it fucking weird.
Does Paisley grease your root while you're munching blocks?
What
kind of dog is that? I love how that was the limit. Like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah,
you were saying your dog was fucking you while you're munching box.
No, I didn't say she was riding my back, like just rooting me on.
She was just humping my back. No big deal.
Like, you guys got dogs. What do you do with your dogs?
Not have sex with them.
Shut them out of it.
I'll tell you what I don't do with them, Jack. Munch my old lady's box. Do
Johnny,
that on my
own. To a dog, what do you do?
He hasn't been. Oh, he's kind of little.
You don't let your dog watch you fuck?
No.
You weirdo.
Oh, yeah, he's a new dog.
You never had sex with your dog?
Yeah,
not ready for that.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta wait.
He's a puppy.
It's weird when they're puppies, I guess.
He's
you gotta
a
wait
puppy.
Till they get a little fucking.
He's been humping everything, dude. He'll definitely jump in there.
Yeah. See, like,
I told you.
Like, Pays don't hump shit like that, so I don't think she's.
He's like a teenager.
Duke is a
She's
freak.
More nebby than anything else. He wants to see what's going on.
He wants in.
He won't, yeah, I can see that. Is he,
a little
yeah,
red rocket comes out.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. That's why I shut the door.
So everybody knows I go to aerobics class. obviously, look at me. I'm fucking shredded. And so, like, aerobics put me on, like, a hype reel the other day. They make these, like, fucking hype reels on Instagram. And it's, like, everybody, like, working out. I finally fucking made it. It's me on the row machine. Like,
do you have a headband on?
Bringing it back.
Do you have a headband?
Did I have a headband on?
Yeah.
You should wear a headband.
Oh, that's Richard Simmons.
Dude, so, so like, fucking, I'm like, dude, I look good. You know, it was quick, but, like, it was, I was fired up for the hype reel. But before the hype reel, everybody knows I have a new asshole. And, like, my asshole, like, I poop a lot. Like, I poop a fair amount more than the average bear. And fucking, so I got down there and I had to poop like immediately, but like the pooping situation in this aerobics class is horrendous to say the least. Like,
yeah.
It's just like a door next to a bench where everybody fucking changes. You could hear everything. Like, when you open the door, you smack three people with it. Like, it is, it's pandemonium. But if you have to poop, like, you gotta, you can't do aerobics with, like, having to poop. You'll
shit close? Is it close to other people? So, like, if you.
It couldn't be any, it couldn't be any closer.
So they can smell the poop.
I don't know if they could smell the poop. They have a nice ventilation system, but, like, they could definitely. You, everybody notices going in
they
and
going
out.
They can
hear
you dropping
out.
Bombs.
Yeah,
though,
so, like,
sure.
I'm in there, I'm fighting for my life, and it's all on the clock. You know what I mean? Like, you have to start at the same time. If you don't, they get, like, pissed off. So I'm like rushing this poop. Go to wipe. One ply toilet paper. It splits. The amount of shit that I had on my fingers. Dude, it was like, so I go like yes. I'm like, oh my god. And like, I had my finger in my like in the air like yes. I'm trying to wipe, and, like, the locks are faulty.
Yeah.
And, like, they're co-ed bathrooms. This girl just walks in. I have caked shit on my, like, up in there. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, my God. And then I had to, like, go out there and pretend, like, that I'm on a hype reel.
She's like, oh, my God.
Look how good.
Captain Shitfinger.
Yeah.
Old Shitfinger.
Is that, like, Jack
poopy hands.
So this place is like, it's like a clicky place, and like I'm out of the click. Like,
yeah,
I'm
just obviously.
Like, yeah, I don't. Well, no, like, even before that, like I don't necessarily like. I got a couple like friends that like go down there, like talk to them, but like I don't have many friends in like aerobics class, and like all these people like hang out with each other. They do social events together. I ain't doing all that. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But fucking so. I know they're like, I know I probably have a nickname.
You think
like,
they're talking about you tonight?
I mean, how do you have a caked up poop finger? Dude, when I say like, shit, like it looked like the microphone, like that. Like, it was just shit.
Like,
I mean,
a like Snickers.
It was crazy. It was a Snickers. I had to hold it up because I didn't want to touch anything else. I didn't want to get like shit on my clothes. And like, dude, it was a fucking nightmare.
Did you finish wiping?
Yeah, John, I finished. Are you with listening to the fucking story?
You should have just killed yourself. Fucking, you should have hung yourself in your stall right there.
I went up lefty? There, and then I went lefty, and I did
and you didn't say you went lefty. I didn't know what you were doing.
Use your imagination.
I'll tell you right now, there's
double shit hands.
There's an aerobics group out. They're having sushi or whatever the fuck they do.
They're talking about me.
And they're having some sake bombs, and they're like, what about shit finger? What are we going to do about him?
They're like, old shit finger has a good haircut.
Nice hair.
Yeah. Nice hair smells like shit.
Smells like shit.
Hey, he's on the video, so we gotta let him back. I heard he does shit with his dog.
Wait, what'd you say? I missed that.
I heard he does shit with his dog. When he's munching his lady's box. Shit finger's a freak.
I got a lot going on. And dude, it was like one of them, like, it was just, when it ripped and it slipped, it was a muddy shit. Yeah. It went right off, dude. It was a caked fucking mess.
Good stuff.
All right, let's get into Corn Dick of the Week. Corn Dick of the Week is Z-Bird. He's a robe guy.
So what, dude?
Dude, that's the gayest thing I ever heard before in my life.
Snickers, you Hefner, dude.
Dude, listen, I was a fucking poor person forever.
What's that mean?
Well, my girlfriend stole a robe from Nemacol and gave it to me, and now I feel important. Like, I have to go outside in this fucking robe.
Okay, I'm starting to understand what's going on here. If that robe
wasn't... You never had a fucking robe before. Give him a break, man.
If that robe was
fucking... Wasn't from Nemacol,
not,
and I
you wouldn't wear it.
Okay. No, yeah. But I want my fucking neighbor, my idiot neighbors, just like seeing me like... Get back from Nemacol. Yeah,
I like to go out for on the weekend. It's a nice place.
My girlfriend fucking stole it from there when she was cleaning it, but yeah.
Are you a robe guy throughout the day, or are you just a morning robe guy?
Oh, now I'm laid off. It's,
and what do you have underneath your robe? Are you going boxers?
Boxer briefs.
Okay. And you're just going like for a little warmth.
Yeah.
Joe's a robe guy. He's been a robe guy for years. My dad's been a robe. Yeah.
It's like a blanket with fucking sleeves. It's what it is. It's a fucking genius idea.
Like a snuggie.
Yeah.
So you sit down in your robe, have a cup of Joe, and then you get dressed?
Yeah. Well, I'll jerk off, then I'll get dressed.
Robe will make you want to jerk off. We're not animals. Robe will make you want
to
jerk off.
It does. My girlfriend goes to work at 6 in the morning. We talked about this before, Jack.
Good jerk off time.
Then they leave at 6. It's like she ain't coming in until 2:30. What am I supposed to do it myself?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Home alone.
And I got all this internet for all this porn. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Mike, if you don't love you, no one else will.
That's right.
Are you guys robe guys at all?
No.
No, I'm not a robe guy.
I'm a sweatpants.
No, we're from Greenfield. All right. Three of us on here. Yeah. Z-Bird's the creep.
I think on my honeymoon, I had a robe, and that was it.
Something about a robe makes me feel like a pussy. Not going to aerobics, I'm fine with that. But like,
like a hotel robe.
Yeah, right. It's not like you're just wearing Lululemon's fucking sweats to the old.
You see, I had to wear real pants for fucking Kenny. I don't want fucking Kenny coming down on me.
Look,
fucking,
he's judging you. He's sitting there looking at you.
Is this good enough for you, Kenny?
He's like, I don't agree. I don't agree.
We go to DB.
You know, I see an ankle. He got nice ankles.
They are nice ankles.
This ain't 1980.
He's like, too much ankle. Well, it's 2023.
It's still too much.
We go to fucking DVE. I thought I looked fine. Fucking next day I know I got fucking Polish old Kenny breathing down my neck about what I wore. You think you know somebody. Speaking of porn, Louisiana residents must show proof of age digitally before viewing porn. So if you're 18 and over, you can see the porn. If you're under 16, you can't see the porn. I think it's kind of like DraftKings or FanDuel. If you're like signing up, you have to like send them your ID and shit.
They gotta verify your location.
Exactly. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
like
you're in masturbation country now,
dude. When you're 13, if you're 13, think about this. If you're like 13 years old and you have access to all this porn, and you had access to all this porn, yeah, and they just rip it out from under you.
You go cold turkey.
You're gonna lose your marbles.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
You're gonna start. You go back old school. You'll be like,
you're
gonna get Dad, goofy. What are these magazines for?
You know, yeah, but where do you even get? Like, they probably didn't even know where to get magazines.
Dude, dads keep them.
Did you ever have a dude? Did you drink beer when you were 13, 14? The same way, you get an older dude.
But then you gotta watch it with you.
Yeah, but now you're
you?
Like,
yeah. I share my Netflix.
Hey, listen,
with
I'll jerk you off. You jerk me off.
That's no good, John. You don't want to share. You don't want to give a bunch of underage kids your ID.
If you
so
have an older brother, you're fine.
No, dude, it'd that's like, how you end up on lists.
It'd be like Kenny. Right. Can you imagine some dude kid going up to Kenny like, "Hey, you want to hang out for 15 minutes and watch some porn?" I gotta take one off the wrist real quick.
He's like, "What's you mad? You just gotta jerk off right there."
You're just Brett. You're begging your own.
15 minutes, kid. You're doing
your ball. He's at that top, so you take 3 minutes. Yeah. You say, what do you think about your grandmom or something?
Smoke some crack and twist your nipples. It'll speed that process up.
You're just begging your older brother to leave his phone at home that night, having a sleepover so everybody can grab a corner and have a jerk off.
Good old fashioned sleepover or something.
LeBron James is now saying he listens to Beethoven before every game.
Yeah, right.
There we go. That's enough said.
Dude, he's coming out with a movie?
LeBron is?
Did you see this?
I haven't, no.
It's like
a documentary?
No, it's like a premise of like it's like supposed to be funny that they robbed LeBron's house. No, I can't believe you haven't seen this.
Sounds horrendous. Well, John, let me fill you in on something here. We have a podcast, and we have to talk about shit
we'll
every
save
week.
For next week.
Well, maybe why don't you send it over?
It just came out.
Why don't you just send it over?
Well, you keep me out of the loop anyway.
You might recognize my voice from Greenfield's Finest Podcast, but you'd recognize my face more from Rosato & Sons Landscaper, where I've been an employee for over 5 years, where I work with owner son John Rosato. If you're looking for quality landscaping, pressure washing, snow removal, and lawn maintenance, which includes fertilizer, grub control, weed killer, call 412-521-9045. This isn't some pop-up operation. They've been in business for over 80 years. So if you want good quality work, call Rosato & Sons Landscaping at 412-521-9045. Tell them Z-Bird sent you and get the special discount.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? If you're having car problems right now, there's not really too many places to go that you can trust. One place you can is Meineke Car Care Center, located at 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin. They handle everything, not just oil changes, but brakes, maintenance, everything. So if you have car trouble and you need help, make sure you call Meineke Car Care Center, 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin, phone number 412-451-8968, and ask for Arthur.
Did you just get the bad news that your girlfriend's fucking your neighbor? Well, it sounds like a pretty shitty situation. I got just the answer. Miracle Movers. You need to move in a hurry? Call Miracle Movers, 412-419-2620. They're fully bonded and insured, and you're not taking any risk like you are with your whore girlfriend. So call Miracle Movers at 412-419-2620, and get out of that house before you catch any STDs. Did you just walk into your bathroom and take a giant shit and realize that your bathroom is a giant pile of shit? Well, I got the answer for you. Bath Factory and Window. You dream it and they build it. Bath Factory and Window, 412-951-3939. From your bathroom to your windows, transform your home with Bathroom Factory and Window. You can also find them at bathfactoryandwindow.com. Hey, what's going on, folks? I don't know if you knew this, but the number one reason people get lawsuits against them when people come over to their house is faulty steps, faulty sidewalks. What are you going to do about it? Your house is a walking booby trap. Well, you can call Giuseppe and Sons. Need your sidewalk and steps fixed or replaced? Call Giuseppe and Sons at 412-421-6711. And if you're looking for any masonry work in the Pittsburgh area, these are the guys you can trust. That's 412-421-6711.
Dude, I took a classical music at CCAC when I was in college. I went to all campuses except the North Hills one, and I took a classical music class. I thought it was you need an elective, and they're like, this is nice elective, it's easy. It was the hardest class. I failed it twice. I failed it. Had to retake it. Had to retake it again. This dude wanted us to like listen to classical music and like break it down and like talk about notes and shit like that. I'm like, dude, this is way over my fucking head.
Yeah, your teacher was way.
That's classical.
Like, dude, we're in CCA. Yeah, we're in West Mifflin, my man.
No, yeah, that should be like an ECA class. Yeah. Like, you took it.
Yeah, I paid.
You showed up.
Yeah, it was $850.
Should be a pass fail.
Give me my exactly.
Classical music's one of them things that people pretend to like just so they seem smarter than other people.
You don't go to the opera?
What?
You don't go to the opera?
No. I don't. Yeah, I was just talking about watching guys twist his nipples. You think I've been to the opera?
Wow, he smoked crack.
Smoked crack.
And I go on OnlyFans page.
He's like, then I went to Beethoven's 8th. It was phenomenal.
Do they have the opera in Pittsburgh? Can you go?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my lord.
It's right next to the strip club. I'm serious. Yeah.
At the Benham?
Yeah. You can see tinnies. They go out to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
They, like the opera, like all the time, or sometimes?
They can't all
I don't
be
have
trained.
Tickets, Jack. I don't know. There's 100% sure there's an opera.
This doesn't seem like an opera crowd, so I'm not going to ask them.
Don't worry about it.
Japanese man pays over 2 million yen, which is only 15K in America, to wear a customized collie suit, and then he instantly regretted it because his friends and family thought it was weird. So this dude paid $15,000 to wear a customized like dog suit. He wanted to be a dog his whole entire life. When he was a kid, he was like, hey, man, all I ever dreamed about was being a dog. He was able to be a dog for a little bit, and he didn't like it.
Where was this at?
This was Japan, surely.
Lucky they didn't eat
your people.
Yeah. If you had to be like some type of animal, you don't have to pay anything for it, but if you had to pick an animal, what animal would you like to be? I think I would like to be an orca. Cause like you just swim around with your boys all day and like fuck shit up for no reason. Like you're the king of the sea.
Orca whale.
Where the fuck have you ever heard orcas like, dude? Them orcas were fucking shit up.
You never watched
that video?
You never watched the documentary about orcas, you idiot?
I'm not on orcas.
They like, dude. They like jump seals. They do all kinds of shit. Yeah. Dude, don't flip a seal fucking 200 feet.
They got huge dicks.
I got a huge boner for orcas, dude.
Huge orca cocks.
When I'm in aerobics, I always think of orcas.
Dude, you couldn't handle 15 minutes of aerobics.
Oh! No, he did!
15 minutes of aerobics.
We all know I'm the best in shape here, my friend. We all know
There's
that.
Actually a What We Grant will do about that. I've ran into, like, weird animal people.
Orcas,
before.
Yeah.
No, not orcas. It was a cat. It was before the furries. I've told this, you might have heard this one before, but back in the day, I was a single man. I was down Margarita Mama's. I was doing some freak dancing. I go down there. I'm ready to freak dance. I'm doing my thing. Works like I'm all vodka and cranberried up. Fucking, it works like a charm. This girl asked me, hey, do you want to get out of here? Me and her leave. Her and her sister and her boyfriend are going to drive us back to wherever. We're in the car for about 45 minutes. I don't know where the fuck we're going. I started asking, like, hey, like, where? And this is before cell phones, before fucking anything. So I'm just Uber, nothing. So I'm just on the way out there.
Triptych.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And looking back on it, I just think it was Thomas Jefferson. But, like, back in the day, that might as well have been Alaska.
Yeah, right.
So fucking, we get to her sister's place. I'm like, all right, you guys can sleep here. We're going to go to bed. Me and this chick go in this room. Start hooking up. So she is like, everything's normal. And I just start hearing like a meow, meow. And I'm like, oh, is there a cat in here? Like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like, meow, meow. And I'm like, all right. I'm thinking in my head, like, this is crazy. Things get a little more hot and heavy. She starts like hissing and like, yeah. And I'm like, I was like, all right, time out here. What the fuck are we getting into?
I need
some type of, you gotta let me know what's getting in, what's going on here. And then I can decide if I could consent or not. You know, like I'm in a situation where I feel like I might need some consent. She won't respond to me as a person. She just like starts hissing and like scratching me a little bit. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I came all the way out to Thomas Jefferson. So we start hooking up again. Like I said, a little hot and heavy. And she just like, she like hisses, gives me a scratch, and like rolls over. And I'm like, this is getting too weird. And I bump up. She bounces off me, hits her head off a Bowflex, lays on the ground, and starts licking her wounds like a fucking cat. And I'm like, I was like, this is finally it. I fucked up. Like, this is how it ends for me. So she scurries out the door, locks herself in the bathroom, and I'm like, I don't know what to fucking do. I don't have a fucking cell phone. I can't get out of here. So I go and knock on her sister's door. I'm like, hey, your sister's acting like a cat. I'm not sure what to do. I would love to get out of here.
Yeah.
And the dude was like, what do you mean she's acting like a cat? I'm like, just as I said. So the sister goes in the room. She's like, oh my God. She goes in the bathroom. She's like, what are you doing? At this point, this girl has drawn a nose on and whiskers on her face. And she's just like acting like a cat locked in the bathroom. And the dude was like, man, this is fucked up. What kind of drugs are you on? I was like, I'm on Coors Light. She's on, like, I don't know, like fucking ayahuasca. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So he was like, all right, man, go to bed there. Fucking you go lay on the couch. We're gonna keep her and like we'll figure out what the fuck's going
on.
Yeah. So everyone lays down, and now I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, these people are all cat people. They're gonna turn me into a fucking cat person. I'm completely fucked here. And next thing you know, she starts clawing on the fucking door, hissing like a fucking, she sounded like a fucking lion in there. This dude hops up, he's like, let's go, man. He fucking drove me all the way back to Greenfield and gave me a fucking cell phone. He worked for T-Mobile. He's like, here's a cell phone. Man. So I was like, thanks.
He's like, dude, you're the third dude this week. I had to get
I was like, yeah, right. It was like a regular. I was like, you just pass out like fucking flip phones to everybody.
He's
like your sister or what
creeps
out.
Yeah. For 2 months.
He's like, don't talk about this to anybody.
Yeah. He's like, never, never, ever say nothing about T-Mobile.
Trader Joe's dark chocolate has unsafe levels of lead.
That's odd.
It is odd, but I mean, if you're eating dark chocolate. You deserve it.
That's supposed to be healthy chocolate.
There wasn't just like lead. It was like cadmium.
Yeah,
like
I didn't know what that word meant, so I don't want to put it
I thought it was a Cadbury egg, but it's obviously something that could kill you.
Yeah.
arsenic flavored candy. It's delicious. You'll love it.
I seen that word in the article. I'm going to fuck that up during the live show. I'm going to leave that out of there.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, if you look at dark chocolate.
You guys dark chocolate guys?
Fuck no. I love dark chocolate. So if you got a Whitman sampler, you're the one guy that eats that one piece of dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Have you got cadmium, dude?
That's
shit's right. Gross, dude.
Yeah. It has no sugar in it.
Yeah, right, dude. It's like
why would it have lead?
It's like cocaine.
Spice it up because it tastes like shit there.
Yeah,
probably put some lead in
there, John. A little asbestos.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny knows.
Yeah. Kenny knows sure he loves cocaine. Dark chocolate and cocaine.
It's way to my
jumpsuit.
Joy Behar rips heterosexual men for liking football. It says if heterosexual men didn't watch football, it wouldn't exist and nobody would get hurt. Z-Bird, I know how you feel about The View.
Yeah.
You're not a View guy.
I'm not a View guy. I mean, what she says makes perfect sense, but you could apply that to anything. Like, if women didn't watch the Kardashians, no one would give a fuck about them and they wouldn't exist. Right. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Fucking million. If women didn't watch Real Housewives.
Well, you know what? That's not
exactly.
Does
she want to get rid of football? Is that
Joy, the View wants rid of football, John. They're
right, but that's
you.
Not exactly true because nobody
I
watches
play
WNBA.
NFL. I don't make money off it. So.
Yeah, but only because the NBA is there. But I'm telling you.
Touche.
Yeah, I don't. It's like anything that like guys enjoy, they want to destroy on The View. You know what I mean? Next thing they'll be trying to take robes away.
Yeah, they got Whoopi Goldberg on.
And dark chocolate from Shul.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. Robes and dark chocolate.
There's a lot bigger dudes doing worse shit than watching football, trust me. Fuck, there's idiots up in Washington County twisting their nipples and smoking crack. Focus some of your attention on that, Joy. Didn't she say she fucked a ghost? She had like a ghost affair. She was fucking a ghost.
Behar fucked ghosts?
Yeah, she came.
What a whore.
Said she was. Who said that? You heard it too? She was getting pounded out by ghosts.
Really?
Casper, I don't know, many others, dude. She had the sixth sense. She said, I fuck dead people. And she was getting pounded.
You think that's cheating?
I don't know. That's
get off of my train.
Yeah, if you're dead, that's the only
it's like
person.
Like having a wet dream.
That's the only person hitting that.
You think a ghost is the only person knocking down Joy?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only son of a bitch sick enough to knock her down. He got to be dead for a decade, easy.
Brother in arms is myself. Laney says I don't do shit. So the next couple of weeks, I'm calling it Jack's big week. I have to do all the planning of what we're gonna eat, all the food shopping, and all the cooking. And like, and I said, I was like, oh, this is no big deal. I'll be able to knock that out, no problem.
The only person that said, yeah, it had to be Lainey.
That was
That was
3 weeks ago, and now it's coming up. It's a little more than I thought it was going to be. Do you, surely you're a cooker, right?
Yeah, yeah, I like to cook.
Do you do all the food shopping and like, she does all the shop and then you just cook?
No, I mean, like, it's a shared burden, you know, but like,
yeah,
if I'm cooking, I'm going to have to do, you know, I have to get what I need for, to cook. But Rosa, she's handy. She'll throw all kind of garbage together.
That's not that pathetic.
And make my kids
see,
eat
like,
it.
Lainey's like a good cook. Like, why don't you just do it? You're good at it.
I gas him up, too. That's the easy way out, Jack.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Like, oh my God. He's here tonight, so
I'm trying to
I'm trying to back my way out of this one because it is.
Can't
it's,
win.
It's a little overwhelming.
Can't win.
I just get fucking TikTok recipes sent to me all day.
Every time you like whatever she cooks, she's like, I see that. I cook for you every night. Look how much I do. You know, you ain't going to win, dude.
Can't win. So I don't know. I'm going to have to, like, the planning is, like, if you give me a plan, I think I could execute it. Like, me having to come up with it, like, every fucking night, it's going to be a little tough.
Right.
Like,
I'll order Napoli's tonight.
Yeah, that's, like, no ordering. Different plans. We agreed the four meals in 7 days. Seems like a lot.
What, orders?
You got to cook?
I got to cook. I got to whip it up, John. I got to whip it up.
I mean, if you don't cook, you don't
cook.
You go
to aerobics. You cook fucking dinner.
You get a rotisserie chicken. Christ.
You better clean
night.
That finger off before you fight.
Yeah, dude. You got a shitty finger. What the fuck?
I just heard Lee. She's like, I hope he cooks better than he munches box.
Lainey, I'm sorry to tell you. I hate to be the one to break the bad news to you.
I just said that, Shirley. What the fuck?
But nobody laughed when you said it, Jack.
Women said that she turned gay as soon as she got off the pill and now has no attraction towards men. Do you think the government is keeping women attracted to us by keeping them on the pill? It might be big pill. Yeah, big procreation.
Big pharma.
Big pharma. Yeah. I mean, that's weird. You get off the pill and all of a sudden you like chicks? That pill does some tricky things.
Yeah.
It'll make you crazy.
I think I'm going to take one of those pills.
You little gay now, Shirley?
She was like, I'm sick of fucking dudes.
I was like, man, I was like, aerobic dudes are so weak. And I started eating these vitamin Ds. Like girls again.
Shirley's been on birth control for 12 years.
Yeah, right.
Just he couldn't stop.
Hey, not pregnant yet.
That's right. That's how I stay so skinny.
It's like, I was fucking my cousin Larry, so my dad put me on the pill.
Yeah, that's right. He's right.
Bessie Hendricks passed away this week. She was the oldest lady in America. She was from Iowa. She was 115 years old. She said the secret of life was loving life. Bessie, shut the fuck up. No one loves life for 115 fucking years, dude. That sounds like fucking torture. 70. 115 years is about 60 years too long.
You're going back on that now. You're back in that hole.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be like, I'm just excited about my funeral. Everybody knows that. I want to see, like, dude, like, especially if, like, if I die while the podcast is cracking,
yeah,
it's going to be a sweet funeral.
Yeah.
Probably.
Polish O'Kenny will be the fucking pallbearer.
Croft will have to mention me on DBE.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, local podcaster Jack Welch croaked. You guys never think about your funeral? I don't know. I think
about dying, but not the actual funeral.
I think, yeah, the dress code's definitely in play.
No, I want to smash.
I think no longer than 80. I think 80.
85's fine.
I don't 85. Know, man. The way they're moving with medical science, going forever. Yeah.
Get on the steroids. Yeah,
get on the testosterone.
Yeah. I'm on my third liver.
Yeah.
I think about my funeral.
Yeah, everybody does.
Whenever I get like mad at someone, and I'm like, oh, wait till I die. They'll be so mad.
Yeah, you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry then.
You'll be sorry then.
Yeah. Mean to me now, you're going to be crying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be laughing.
And then you'll make a nice Facebook post about me.
Yeah. Then I'm going to come haunt you.
Yeah. I always love Z-Bird.
Man holds pizza driver hostage because he forgot his pot. Dude, there's nothing worse when the delivery driver fucking forgets your pot. holding somebody hostage, maybe an overreaction, but the dude got his pot.
How much was his order? How much was his order? And
then how much was it?
Yeah, how much was his order?
Didn't say in the article. What's
it can't be much for a pizza, but still, tired of these people forgetting shit.
If I spend $100, then I'm going to hold you hostage.
Well, yeah, well, it doesn't even, I'm just like been more mad about the pop. Like, dude, if I eat pizza, like, I need a pop. I need to do some burping.
What are you drinking? Diet Coke, Jack?
Ah, dude, I'm on to the Diet Dr. Pepper right now.
Yeah?
That's nice, dude. It's fancy stuff.
I still think holding up a driver at gunpoint's a little extreme.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're gonna regret that one, but he got his fucking pop. There was a dude at KFC that shot the guy at KFC because they were out of corn. Like, dude.
That's not their fault.
And it's like, you're gonna shoot somebody over corn.
If you forget,
like, they're out of like mashed potatoes. Okay, like, you gotta fucking, there's something.
You shoot whoever you want.
Right, but like, if they're fucking out of corn, you're gonna light somebody up. It seems a little nutty.
It's a bit much.
What's going on, everybody? It's Z-Bird from Greenfield's Finest Podcast. If you're worried about roofing, windows, siding, soffit, fascia, gutters, spouts, and need help with any of those, call Allen Construction LLC. 412-954-8337. Whether it's a repair, replacement, they're equipped with the tools and the skills for over 65 years of experience. And remember, Allen Construction, 412-954-8337. And they're not on heroin.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Are you sick of your general contractor having sex with your wife? Well, I was too, and that's when I found out about Schaefer, Inc. Schaefer, Inc.'s primary goal is to deliver unbeatable quality for all your construction needs. They aim to firstly be a company principle-driven, and to achieve this, the importance is ethical business practices. That includes great work and not having sex with your wife. Please check out Schaefer, Inc. for all your contracting needs.
Give them a call at 412-915-1694. That's 412-915-1694.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just drove by your house, and your wall looks like a giant piece of shit. Well, you know that's no good, because anybody can climb up your yard and bang your old lady. That's why you need to call Just Walls, 412-889-4401. Fully insured, and when someone pulls up to your house, make sure the first thing they see is your retaining wall, or the second thing they'll see is your wife's pussy. That's 412-889-4401, Just Walls. Hey, what's going on, everyone? I just drove by your house. You got a giant hole in the side. What's that for? So you can stick your dick in it and your old lady can suck it. You're better than that, man. Get that hole patched up. Why don't you call S&L Remodeling LLC? They do roofing, siding, gutters, downspout, soffit, fascia, and they'll fix that hole so your wife can suck in everyone's dick. 412-628-9717. And tell them Z-Bird sent you. We're sick of seeing your wife sucking all that cock.
Are you sick and tired of bullshit pizza? I knew I was. Thank God there's Capizzuto's Pizza on Greenfield Avenue. They've been in business for over 400 years, making some of Pittsburgh's finest pizza. 412-521-6570. Ask for Nubs and tell them Z-Bird sent you if you want the best pizza in the burg. Man, we've been getting some bad storms around here lately. Very bad. Tree actually fell through my roof. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. Luckily, I found Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service at 412-415-7331. They have over 27 years of experience, competitive pricing, and it won't break your budget. Give them a call today for all your tree-related needs.
Last, brother in arms, Fat Man's Club back in the day. In 1904, they had a Fat Man's Club. You had to be over 200 pounds light. It cost $1 to get in, and you had to learn a secret handshake. Dude, I would have loved to be a part of the Fat Man's Club. I want to be a part of anything that has a secret handshake.
Yeah,
100%. I just want to walk in like, hey, what's up, Fatso? And you just do your Fatso.
And you just hit him a McChicken. Like, there you go.
They'd have to change that nowadays. Like,
what do
dude,
you mean?
Well, dude,
we can just start a club that it's called the Fats.
Yeah.
And it'd just be like a bunch of fat people and us, and we could laugh at them. It'd be fucking great.
They'll be like, hey, here comes Shitfinger. here comes Shitfinger. And
that's all looked down upon.
Nipple twister.
Club.
You know, but it's crazy. In 1904, 200 pounds is fat?
Because they ain't nothing to eat.
Yeah, nothing to eat.
They were eating each other. I mean, it was like, you see the pictures. They're all black and white laying on the street. You know what I mean? Fuck. You made the 200 pounds. You were probably rich.
Being fat was probably like, hey, man, this dude got enough loot to eat. So,
yeah, right.
That was a sign of success.
He eats three times a day.
That makes sense. All right, boys, gear grinder time. Let's get into it. Johnny, what do you got as a grinder?
All right, so I drove somewhere with my dad today. Did you ever get in like a vehicle, like a road rage incident you don't want to be in? You know what I mean? That was started.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, but I mean, I wasn't driving. I'm in the passenger seat, and he just tried to like Like pull out, and this lady beeped at him, and he went back.
Wait, your dad like was the aggressor in it?
All the time. This lady, she had like a 1999 Suburban. She didn't give a fuck. So she like
pull right up on you.
Pretty damn close to like running us off the road.
Right.
And I thought we were gonna wreck, and I was gonna die. And I don't appreciate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a casual drive to go pick up, you know, pick something up.
Dude, I feel we like went you to have a lot ice. Of stories about you and your dad driving.
He's just angry when he's driving.
I can back him up on that.
Dude, it's like really high.
Is he a bad driver? Or is he
no,
just fucking
it's like
aggressive.
We haven't wrecked yet, aggressive. Which is really surprising. But he looks to get in like some shit.
He wants a smoke.
Yeah. All the time.
That's crazy.
All the time. It's really, yeah.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, but this lady aggressive. Today wasn't like backing off, dude. She almost put us into like the curb.
Yeah, you got a 1999 what?
No, yeah, 1999. It was like a big ass Suburban. That
those things don't break.
No, there's a couple dents in it already.
Dude, I'm such a passive defense. I'm like a defensive driver, dude. I'm like scared as fuck. I cruise, dude. I like hated when my dad, like driving my dad, he drove so slow. And like, I just do it now. And I notice it. I like to cruise. I take it all in.
Right. Sometimes you just want to drive somewhere and not feel like you're going to die.
Shirley, what do you got?
All right. My gear grinder is that Rosa is like.
Here we go.
She's like the fucking Sanford and Son of like all of my friends, dude. Like, John's getting a new fucking kitchen table. Oh, we'll take the old one. Like, and then I get a call at like 11:30. Like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I don't know, Rose. Working. And she's like, you working all day? Yes, motherfucker. I work all day every fucking day. Yes, I'm working all day. Well, John has the table he's getting rid of. Do you want him to drop it? No, I don't want him to drop it off. What are you talking about?
I was told
this
you
poor
did.
Bastard got roped into it. He drops off a goddamn table at my house, and then I spent my whole fucking night trying to wedge this thing in the house, dude.
Nobody wants anybody's table.
But dude, Rosa loves it. I'm like, dude, Rosa, I'll buy you whatever you want. Just stop don't. Whenever people are like, hey, I got this.
Stop taking people's garbage.
Right, like, hey, you know what? I'm getting a new dresser. Rose's like, I'll take it. So to Rosa. Anthony, go fuck yourself.
Go pick it up.
My mom's always trying to like push shit on me. Like, hey, do you want to take? Like, I don't want anything ever.
Yeah,
I don't want anything ever.
Nothing. I would rather pay someone to deliver something new than for me to have to take something out of my house and bring someone else's garbage in. Like, what? They're getting rid of it for a fucking reason, Rosa.
Dude,
you know that, right?
My neighbor, God rest her soul, passed away.
And
like
Rosa
her brother,
stole everything
her brother was
house.
Like, told Johanna, like, you can have
true
anything
story.
You want out of this house.
Yeah, right.
She wanted everything.
Everything.
I'm like, Johanna, where the fuck are we going to put all this?
What?
She was like, Angela wants this.
She was like,
she wants this.
And you
got to
go move
nothing.
It all.
And, hey,
all
and,
my storage right
John's
now.
John's like, what are we going to do with this? She's like, Rosie wants that. And then it's sitting on my porch. And I come up from work like, oh, my God. I got to fucking, now I'm a mover. Now I'm fucking, I'm three men in a fucking go fuck
no
yourself.
No way that was
fitting
in that door. I knew it wasn't, too. I was like, yep, see ya.
Yeah, dude, fucking John, at least he stacked the stools up like a gentleman.
I gave you a pathway into your house.
I was ready to burn my house down.
Zebra, what do you got?
Dude, this happened like over Christmas. I like forgot about it. We went over my girlfriend's like her grandma's house, and her, like all her relatives were there. The dog comes in and like pisses right in the middle of the living room floor. No one, who gives a shit? It's just a little dog. But then her aunt goes, I just love animals more than people. And I'm like,
I can
look,
see that.
I hate people that fucking say that. Like, have you not met people yet? Because that thing just pissed in the middle of the floor. So you're basically saying to all of us, like, hey, I'd rather take this thing that just pisses and shits all over the place than any of you guys that are, like, living life right now, one of my relatives.
Yeah, well,
I love animals.
Aren't you the pot calling the kettle black?
When did I? I'm not the one that fucked my dog. I know you like animals more than you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You've
right.
done some pissing before, my man.
Everybody knows Jack's a huge animal guy. I pissed my pants a million times, but does that mean that people should like dogs more than me?
No. But like, what? You can't blame the little dog for having to pee.
I'm not blaming the dog for pissing. The dog's cool. I have nothing against it. I don't like,
you don't
I,
like the ant.
I think when people say that shit that they don't really mean it. Like, I love animals more than people. It's because you're a fucking asshole. You know what I mean?
Because people don't like you.
Yeah, because no one likes you, and the dog has to live there. You know what I mean?
The dog has to piss here.
Right. It was living with some weirdo up in Washington County. It twisted his nipples and jerked off on him. So the dog moved on you.
I'd rather kill myself.
I got a gear grinder. What? How long do we have to say like Happy New Year to each other, dude?
Till Sunday.
Like,
after New Year's Day.
I'm getting it like in like work emails. I've got it a couple times here. Like, hey man, Happy New Year. Like, dude, shut the fuck up.
January.
Shut the fuck up. Mid-January. What do you mean? Oh, January?
Mid-January.
I'm not doing that.
Mid-January.
No. Yeah, dude. January. Yeah, January 2nd.
When you see Penny tonight, you say Happy New Year?
Yeah. No, I don't tell anybody Happy New Year. It's stupid.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
Yeah. They're fucking Lululemon.
From aerobics.
So, like, I have, like, customers, like, texting me, like, hey, I hope you had a good New Year. And I'm like, dude, yeah, it's $35 a person. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like, I can't be doing this with you all day. People are like putting like HNY, and I had to like fucking Google it to see what the fuck that was.
I had no idea what that was.
What the fuck is this? Like, hey, Jack, HNY. I'm like, dude, what? What kind of white weirdo shit are we doing right now? I just like, I don't like the happy birthday song. I don't like anything. Like, dude, a happy New Year, like the night of, like, it's just, I'm fucking over it. I don't want to say it. I definitely don't want to type it. So that's my gear grinder.
HNY, Jack. Between that and your funeral, you seem like a real blast.
Yeah.
I wish I was your dog. Yeah.
He's only gets a fuck you anymore.
At least enjoys munching box.
Your old lady's box.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh just sent us a text in the middle of the show. Thought it was a good idea. Thanks, Joe.
What's up, Joey? What's going on, bud?
Next time you're up here fucking going out, I'm going to fuck you, send you fucking 9 TikToks. Fucking goof. What would Greenville do?
Whoop, whoop.
If you had to sell an immediate family member for $900 million, who are you selling? Well, Joe, after that fucking text message. So, like, you have to sell a family member. You get $900 million. There's no way out of it. We're talking immediate. No one's selling their fucking 100-year-old grandma or anything like that. I'm selling my sister immediately. Molly, I'm pushing Molly. And listen, we'll clean it up. Like, hey, nothing bad's going to happen to them. You know, no. But my sister, see you later. She's not around anyhow. She's all the way in fucking Italy.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit. So, like, yeah, $900 million for Molly all day long.
Deuces.
See you later. Yeah.
That's a
you can take
one,
the whole
Jack.
Family, you know, for $900 mil.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The easy answer for me is my dad, but I don't know him, so it'd be hard for me to fucking find him. So, like, my only immediate family is my mom.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
$900 mil is too much.
My mom would want me to do it for $900 million. Yeah. So here you sell me, Dad. I mean, is it somewhere nice? They got booze and shit.
She's like, did they go on the beach or no?
Yeah, yeah. Can I still do coke? I'll wire you $100 million, Mom. You can be up at the nipple twister and have the time of your life.
All the dogs and coke you want.
Yeah.
Johnny, who are you selling?
After this driving today, it has to be my dad.
You're selling your dad?
Oh, my fucking sister's a mom. That's not an easy question. Is he gonna hear it?
It might just end up Rosado, more sons.
That's what I mean. It's a power move. That's a power move.
Yeah. Let's talk about retiring for years.
Yep.
That's a power move. He's smart.
You're getting old, buddy. See you later.
Who you work for? Like, oh, Rosado said no, just in sons.
I'm just more scared that, like, one of my sisters would find out about why I picked one over the other.
Yeah, no,
I can't do that.
That's what I was trying to bait you.
Yeah, I know you were.
Surely, who are you selling? Which one of my sisters are you selling?
My older sister, dude. Yeah. Go on. She don't like me anyway.
What's going on there?
I mean, you know. Yeah, she's outgrown Pittsburgh. She's
she's too cool. That's what I mean. Molly's too cool.
High end person.
Yeah, she's a hillbilly now. So I don't know.
You want to go to Italy and eat gelato? Well, have fun. I have $900 million now.
Right. Oh yeah. I'll buy Texas. Yeah.
No problem. Would you blow a guy every day to be a billionaire, John?
No.
So like, if you had
who's the guy? Who? Where's he at?
Yeah. There's that one good-looking dude over there.
Every day.
He got to have a little dick.
Every day's a lot.
Every day's a lot, but so is going to work every fucking day.
It's a lot of dick.
If you had to suck dick every day, you'd be so good at sucking dick, it'd be over in a minute and a half.
Not if it's the same person.
Yeah, well, you think they'd get used to your
vagina? Yeah.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
Joe's like, he's like, believe you me, I'm telling you.
Hey.
But you would imagine you'd get pretty, like, I don't know. It could have taken that long. It's better to get to work for 8 hours, dude. I would suck that dude's dick.
Anytime
he fucking wanted. Dude, billionaire? Like, hey, you have to suck that dude's dick every day. Like, yeah, that's all I have to do. That's it. Now I'm golfing. I'm fucking doing whatever the fuck I want.
You have to skip bring your protein shake in the morning.
You have to bring him everywhere with you. That's fine. Hopefully he's cool. Yeah. Hopefully he's handsome. But if he's not, at the end of the day, I'm still sucking.
You don't get
dick.
To pick the guy.
No, you know, no. It's not a dream scenario.
But I'm saying like so. But like you can go on vacation. You just got to take.
You got to bring him with you. You have to get him a Southwest flight.
He's flying coach.
He's flying coach. You're living lavish. But like you might. You'll probably become pretty cool.
Hey, girls, I'll meet you downstairs for breakfast in 5 minutes. Hold on.
Yeah. If you're blowing him every day, he'll probably become your buddy.
He might end up blowing me.
Uncle Brad's here again.
This ain't such a bad idea. Where do I sign up?
Well, how do you think we got to Walt Disney World?
All right, let's get into some crowd questions.
Dad, there's mayonnaise on your face.
Kids.
I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers came off print for him. Fucking fuck. All right, Scholey, first question.
Yeah.
What's it like being married to Rosa Scholey?
Oh, man. All right, could you imagine, like,
Say it! He's not even here!
Right, her sister's here, and she'll probably listen to this. I love Rosa. It's the best thing I ever did in my life, man. It's amazing. It's great. It's beautiful.
All right. Did you guys ever get caught jerking off?
Yeah. Yeah. Deer in the headlights. Well, fuck yeah.
Well, we're doing a live podcast here, Z-Bird. So tell the story.
I'll never forget. It was my mom caught me jerking off. It was the first time I was ever jerking off. I didn't know what I was doing. I just had my pants.
It was wait, yours for real, your first time.
Yeah, it was my first time jerking off. I'm not kidding.
Fuck.
So I had a VHS tape because we didn't have fucking cables. So I put the tape in and I played it and I turned the TV down all the way. Next thing you know, my mom comes downstairs. I pull my pants up, hit the thing, and like, there's nothing on the screen, but the tape's popped up. She kind of knew it was going.
Yeah.
Here's the fucked up part. She's like, "What's going on?" I don't know. I'm about to go to sleep. All right, mom, because I used to sleep on the couch. She was like, "Whatever." Goes upstairs, comes down 3 minutes later. I'm like, "You pervert! Are you trying to catch me on purpose? Like, what are you doing? You know what's going on down here, you know?"
Yeah.
I had to wait her out.
You know I'm painting the walls.
Dude, yeah. I had to wait her out like I was in the Wild Wild West. I started at midnight. I waited until 4 in the morning until I thought I was fucking safe. Finally fired off my first one. I haven't stopped since. You know?
I got caught one time at fucking Andy's house. So, like, there was like, chicks. Yeah, our one friend. He's not here.
Listen, in Greenfield, we used to jerk it off at each other's houses.
So
you can't do it at your house all
the
time.
There were some girls downstairs. They were talking dirty. Like, we were drinking all day.
Yeah.
I got a little horned up. His brother used to have a couch that I used to crash on, like, in his room. Nobody was there. I go to Pound Town. I pass out.
Yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night. They're done drinking. They come upstairs. My wiener's still hot. covered in cum. next thing I know, Mr. Beaners is out. Mrs. Beaners is out. His parents, it was a fucking disaster.
He's like, "Jack, you have a good night last night or not? Or not?"
And like, dude, you know, like jerking off like blacked out. You're jerking off for a fucking minute.
At least half hour.
Yeah, you might not even finish. You're just going to fall asleep with your dick in your hand.
Sounds like he finished.
No, I finished.
Well, ask Mr. Bean.
He's like, "Who's
that?
Eating my glazed donuts?"
Out of the four of you, who would win in a 100-meter dash? So who's the fastest out of the four of us?
Johnny's a pretty fast young
man. I would think John probably is the still.
I look fast and athletic. Neither are true.
Wait. Do you think you look fast and athletic?
Someone back there said Scholey would win. I said no. I look fast. Like I'm neither.
I bet Jack would come in last.
Jack.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh! Are you nuts?
I'm fucking
dude, I'll run the race.
I'll run it right now.
Yeah, dude, we'll make a video of us running the race.
Yeah,
and we'll see who fucking
won. Hey, what's over under that fucking Jack loses to Michael?
I'll take a piece of the action. We gotta get a piece of the action. We gotta make some money on this.
Yeah. We'll be selling 50-50.
We talking about a race?
Like we're talking about?
He got some speed.
Look at that big ass. Dude,
he got some speed, dude.
You guys are severely underestimating aerobics.
Polish Hill Kenny, who would win? Jack?
Kenny, who do you think would win?
I'm going to say Z-Bird. He's going to pretend like he's
going to turn back. Hey, all you got to do is put a deep wall drill in his hand. He'll be fucking gone.
Have him hat and dangle a little piece of crack in front of me.
Like a carrot on a stick.
Motor in. Watch your press for flight.
Hey, Jack, have you figured out where Houston, PA is? Mike, dude, no one knows that there's a Houston, PA, man. Give it the fuck up. Jesus Christ, Houston, PA.
I drew a bus out there one time and nobody cared. It was an empty bus.
Would you rather be the Big Spoon or the Little Spoon? Little Spoon all day. That's, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What about you, Johnny?
Fucking 6'4".
Right. Yeah, it's nice to be held.
You need a fucking ladle to hold you.
No, I don't
guys.
Like people to talk to me like that.
No, you need that little ass dog.
Are you saying you're too straight to be a Little Spoon? Is that what you're saying? You're too much of a man to be, dude? Not me.
It's, I ain't that vulnerable.
That's
but no, but
how
about
you
that?
Your guard
you down.
When you get hot, you can.
John, we love you.
When you're the little one, you're like stuck.
Yeah, you just give him a little elbow.
You just give him a little nudge.
Boom, there you go.
John doesn't sit with his door to the back or like or back.
Yeah, it's nice to be.
I just flip.
It's nice to be held once in a while.
It is fucking very nice. What about you guys? Zebra, I can imagine you being a Little Spoon.
I mean, yeah, I'll Little Spoon it. You know what I mean? Shoot me in the corner of the couch. It feels good.
All right, this is going to be the last one. Thanks for everybody filling these out. There's just fucking 10,000 of them. What would Greenville do? Two chicks that are in the young 20s? Would you rather do two chicks that are in the young 20s or one chick in her 40s? What are we talking about?
Who wrote this? I'm going to hit you with a beer bottle. Yeah. When you fucking line
give me
up
the old hag.
I'm going to kick you right in your dick. Yeah. What a moron.
We're 40. We don't need to be showed anything.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Stretch more.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
ARP
I've seen it. I've seen it. It ain't that great.
Look at this pussy killer.
Save some pussy for the rest of us, guys. Hey, Kenny got some.
Kenny, what do you got? Some award? Come on. We're being shy all of a sudden. Pull and show Kenny. Yay! 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 You gotta go talking to
them. Hello, hello. Can I start? Last show, I ripped my shirt off. I want to apologize to all you ladies out there. I'm happily married. sorry to put that out there and make you think you had hope, but you didn't have it. So we'll start. Have we all seen The Office, the Dundies? I've been inspired by that. So call these the Pull a Shill GFP Awards. The first one is for... I was going to give them awards for good nipples, but... We know it's for the newest butthole award. remember, this is December 23rd, no?
Yeah.
Those are fucking sweet.
The second award at GFY, not HYN. The second one's for my man Z Bird. He worked real hard for this. It was going to be perfect attendance, but the voicemail, the next show, he missed. So I gooched him. Apologies. But he gets 148 shows in a row to Kyle Ripken Jr. Award. Here's your hat. December 23rd, remember. Now the...
Don't step on my fucking
watch it. Sorry, I don't want to scuff your pumas and you don't fuck up your sweatpants. Next one is for my man Shuley. I think... With 9.5 toes, he's funnier than a lot of people with 10. But he gets the most old-fashioned penis award. And if you'll notice, your award's a little shorter than everyone. I took the liberty of nipping the tip. Now, you've heard the voicemails. If you listened, I've talked about our boy Angry Johnny. Now, nobody laughed harder at Seabird's special than Angry Johnny, if you've all heard it. But... This award is for Johnny gets the grit for 2022. Johnny got the grit. Now, next year someone else might get it, but I don't think Johnny's losing it.
That's right.
All right, Kenny, thank you very much,
that was
my man.
Beautiful.
Thanks for all the calls. Keep them coming. Thank you, everybody, for coming. This is fucking awesome. Tell everybody you know about this. Zebra, what do you got?
Yeah, everybody, I just want to thank you guys so much for coming. I hope everyone had a great time. We're going to be hanging out here for a little bit more. We got T-shirts for sale in the back.
All
right. We're gonna do the 50-50 right now. Let's do the 50-50.
Have Kenny pull the 50-50. Kenny, pull the 50-50.
I already knew that. John, that's the pee.
John got a piss.
John, he got a
John, you made it through the whole show.
Now, the winner actually gets, I think it's 200, like 208 or $205.
Wait, Is this the old Greenfield 80-20?
Yeah, that's a 70-30. Everybody, give your money for the 70-30.
What you, all right, Kenny pulled the tickets. Everybody, look at your tickets. 9, 1, 5, 4, 5, 8.
Oh, that's Kenny's number.
Are you second,
Kenny? What a fucking racket! You cheating motherfucker!
Get the fuck out of here.
I won half of that shit, you cheating bastard.
Motherfucker.
No one deserves it more than Kenny.
No one does. Hey, give it up for Kenny, man.
Hey, that's cahoots.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, don't forget, we got shirts for sale in the back.